Mike Parr's Bronze Lyres is actually Mike's first figurative sculpture, and I think it's a phenomenally successful foray into figuration. Of course, he's worked with his own body since the early 1970s, so in many ways he was ready for the subject matter and for moving into a sculptural practice. Mike was one of the founding artists for Inhibitoris, an artist-run space in Sydney which ran very experimental programs in the early 1970s, including body performance programs. And Mike is probably most famous for his confronting performances from this period, where he pushed tacks into his body, wrapped fireworks around his leg, and staged the violent chopping off of a meat-filled prosthetic limb. These works can seem shocking and confronting as they jolt us out of a complacent relationship with our physical and sensorial selves, and with a sense of self which may seem set and familiar. And this extends into his later practice, his self-portrait drawings, which he began in the late 1970s and still continue, and then his self-portrait sculptures, which began with this work in 1996. In Bronze Lyres, he's modelled his own face. He's modelled the front while looking at the work, but has modelled the back by touch alone. And you get this sense of disintegration in each object where the face and the front are more perfectly realised than the back could ever be. The heads move from more completely modelled works into sculptures where he starts pummeling and pulling and disintegrating his own face. He's really exploring the sense of the limits of representation and self-representation. How an object such as this can mirror or represent a sense of self. And how psychologically expressive an artwork can be. Parr's work moves between an expressive representation and a denial of the possibility of any direct access to the artists, or indeed our own emotion or psyche through these mute objects. And in looking at these works, you also get a sense of how he's pummeling and shaping the work of the performative element which has gone into making these sculptures as well. They're cast in bronze subsequently after being modelled in clay. And the bronze, of course, is this very permanent metal, a sort of cold commemorative material. But he's mounted them on these warmer beeswax bases. And the beeswax has a slight scent to it, a honeyed aroma that is beguiling and contrasts with the aggressiveness of some of the sculptures. It's also a reference to the German artist Joseph Beuys, who often used beeswax in his work. Like Parr's performance, printmaking and drawing practice, these works are really about the becoming and destruction of representation and knowledge of self.